Welcome to class number 113 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I'm going to invite you, if you will, to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Malachi chapter 3. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be discussing these three verses from Malachi chapter 3. Verses 16, 17, and 18. Let me read them to you at this time. It says, "Then they that feared Jehovah spake with one another, and Jehovah hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for they that feared Jehovah, and they that thought on his name. And they shall be mine, saith Jehovah of hosts, even my own possession in the day that I make, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Well, we'll be discussing those verses in just a moment. You may want to turn to them and read them for yourself. Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. And while you're doing that, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and then a Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying the lessons of E.A. Elam that he wrote for the Sunday schools of the 1922. And we're coming to the end of the book of Malachi. And that is the last book in the Old Testament. And this is a very beautiful passage and comforting passage that we are reading at this time. Look at it again. Hear how the Lord says, "They that feared Jehovah spake with one another, and Jehovah hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for they that feared Jehovah and that thought upon his name." He's talking about dark times in the time of the children of Israel, but even during those dark and wicked times in that nation, there were those that worshiped Jehovah, and they would gather together to encourage one another. They feared Jehovah and spake with one another. And when they did, God hearkened and heard. And he said, "I'm going to remember that." I think of that when we come together to worship God. Sometimes this world seems so dark and wicked. But God knows when we come together, when we try to encourage one another. And he remembers it. He writes it in his book. And he considers us his own people. Here is what Elam says, "And they shall be mine, saith Jehovah. He will claim them as his own, even my own possession." There are several passages of Scripture that emphasize this. We read in the book of Exodus, chapter 19, and verse 5, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then shall you be my own possession from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine." Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6, "Thou art a holy people unto Jehovah thy God. Jehovah thy God hath chosen thee to be a people for his own possession above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth." Deuteronomy 14 verses 1 through 2, Ye are the children of Jehovah your God, Thou art a holy people unto Jehovah thy God, and Jehovah hath chosen thee to be a people for his own possession, above all the peoples that are upon the face of the earth. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 18. Jehovah hath avouched thee this day to be a people for his own possession, as he hath promised thee, that thou shouldest keep all his commandments. Psalms 135 and verse 4. Jehovah hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his own possession. And now the church is God's own people. We read in Titus chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, that the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, is he who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a people for his own possession, zealous of good works. And we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, ye are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that ye may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who in time past were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. What a blessing it is to be among those people that God calls his own. If you want to be among God's own people today, you need to be a member of his church. When we're baptized into Jesus Christ, God adds you to his church. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. And so you want to be part of his church. And being part of his church, you become a part of those peculiar people that are God's as his own. In the book of Malachi, he spoke of that day. In that day, when God shall punish the wicked and reward the righteous, he will spare all who fear him and do these things, as a father spareth his own son that serveth him. How tender is a father's love toward an obedient and affectionate son! Like a father pitieth his children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear him. Psalm 103 and verse 13. God will take care of his own. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, we read, he careth for you. How encouraging is all this to earnest and faithful and righteous and godly men and women today, who in distress and tears and toils and prayers talk together in the fear of God over the bitter strife, devouring contentions and destructive divisions among the Israel of God. Be encouraged. God gives heed to your conversations. He hears your prayers and will, in proper time, claim his own. How encouraging to parents as they sit in the home with their children, teaching them diligently the word of God. How encouraging to the poor widow who, in her humble hut with her children clinging to her knees, teaching them of God and Christ and heaven. In Malachi 3, in verse 18, the prophet said, then shall ye return. To what? To better judgment, or in the sight into the justice of God, than to say that there is no profit in serving God, and to cumulate him as stated above, and discern or see clearly and forever the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. The profit there is in serving God will be seen then, when, perhaps, for some, it will be too late. And that ends this study of Malachi And the lesson for the Sunday of September 17th, 1922. And I turned the page, and the lesson for the following Sunday, the lesson for September 24th, is the exile and restoration in review. You see, for 13 Sundays, including this one, we've been talking about the time when the children of Israel were in captivity and how that they had returned, and the lessons we learned from that portion of the Scriptures. It's that portion that's at the very last of the Bible. It is suggested that we read several psalms associated with this review. One of them is Psalm 137, and I'll read the first six verses. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Upon the willows in the midst thereof we hanged up our harps, for there they that led us captive required of us songs, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing Jehovah's song in a foreign land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her skill. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I remember thee not, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Another psalm that is recommended that we read is Psalm 126. When Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion, we were likened to them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. They said, they among the nations, Jehovah hath done great things for them. Jehovah hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Jehovah, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with joy, bringing his sheaves with him. The other psalm that we're suggested to read is Psalm 66. Let me read verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto God, all the earth. Sing forth the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible are thy works. Thou, through the greatness of thy power, shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing unto thy name. Selah, come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. And then in verses 16 through 20, Psalm 66, 16. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But verily God hath heard, he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who hath not turned away my prayer, nor his loving kindness from me. The golden text for this review is Psalm 126 and verse 3. Jehovah hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And that is a pretty good summary, those psalms, of what we've been studying for these last several lessons about Israel coming back out of their captivity and into the rejoicing of their own land. And this actually ends a study that began in this Warren County Radio Bible School when we began studying the leaders and the prophets of the northern kingdom, and then the prophets and kings of the southern kingdom of Judah, and then finally the stories from the exile and the restoration. It's been a good trip down through the prophets like Elijah and Elisha and Jonah and Amos, and we read about Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel and the story of Esther, and then about Nehemiah and Ezra and that return. And this concludes these studies. We'll begin next class session with studies in the book of Luke.